ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everyone set and ready? Because if you are, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Here's 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are... Category number 1, that was the Logies, that was. Category number 2, music. Category number 3, hey, I'm walking here. Category number 4, the devil's in the details. Category number 5, anagram pairs. Okay, that was the Logies, that was. Music, hey, I'm walking here. The devil's in the details, anagram pairs. Who's going to kick us off here? Sophie from Glenaris is first up. Hi, Soph.
Hi, Philip. How are you today?
I am pretty well, yeah.
That's excellent.
All things being considered, I'm on the mend. Oh, you know, that's all the signs are pointing upwards. I'm still upwards, Sophie. So what do you reckon? That was the Logies, that was. Music, hey, I'm walking here. Anagram pairs, the devil's in the details.
I'm thinking the devil's in the details.
The devil's in the details. Away we go. Question number 1. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Are the opening lyrics to which 1968 song?
It's the Rolling Stones. Pleased to meet you. Do you know my name? Oh, I know it, but it's not coming to me. I'll say I will say Jumping Jack Flash, but that's not right.
It's not right, no. It's not Jumping Jack Flash, no. Sorry, Soph. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. 1-300-800-222. It's not Jumpin' Jack Flash, no. All right, what about Tom from Perth? G'day, Tom.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Question number 1, the devil's in the details. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. The opening lyrics to which 1968 song?
Well, I was hoping we'd be in the category, the music category, and we got a music question, even though it wasn't in the music category, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Fair enough, Tom. That's very up on, very straight up and down for you. Very good. All right. What about Brian from Rockhampton? Hello, Brian.
How you going?
Pretty good. The devil's in the details. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Are the opening lyrics to which 1968 song?
Gosh. I thought this would be the category I'd do the best, and you know what? Disappointing. What's the category called? Is it called The Devil?
The Devil's in the Details.
Well, I thought it was a music section. Okay. The Devil's in the Details. No, I was probably wrong. I was going to say the Devil Come Down from Georgia, but nah.
Oh, that song, yeah. Correct, no. Thanks, Brian. Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you. No, that's not right. Kaz from Northcote. G'day, Kaz.
Hello, Philip. Was your weekend lonely? Did your dinner guests not turn up? Not to be cruel.
No one wants to come to my joint.
I had me dry reaching your casserole story. I'm sorry. You would never have survived Miss Penny's Year 8 home economics.
No, Kaz, you see, you have to understand, no one noticed except me.
Oh my goodness! And what you admitted about doing with the tea towels? Oh my goodness!
What do you reckon?
Great segment.
Thank you. Question number 1: The devil's in the details. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. And the opening lyrics to which 1968 song?
The devil might have been in your casserole. I'm thinking now. Wait a minute! I've got this Seldon Rushdie title in my head. I'm thinking a satanic. Satanic verses, but I think I'm only might be half right.
Yeah. Not satanic verses, Kaz. No, yeah. Thanks. You bye. No, not satanic verses. Alrighty, where are we? Paul from North Fitzroy. G'day, Paul.
Hi there, Phil.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good. Yeah,
on
the up and up.
Excellent.
The devil's in the details. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Are the opening lyrics to which 1968 song?
Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. The pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Yes, sympathy for the devil, the Stones. All right, question two. We're in the devil's in the details. You can move. Up to you.
Yeah, I like the sound of anagram pairs.
Okay, anagram pairs. Question number two. The drummer on The Muppet Show and a Southeast Asian capital.
Animal is the drummer and Manila.
Correct. Very good. Animal is the drummer. And Manila is a anagram of animal. Excellent work. Question number three, staying here?
Yes, please.
A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
Okay. Dense igneous rock.
No, dense metamorphic rock.
Oh, metamorphic, I beg your pardon.
A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
Okay, small units of measurement. No, I think this one's got me.
No good. Thanks, Paul. No. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Phil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Question three.
Can you hear me all right like that?
Yeah. You're sounding loud and clear. Yeah.
Good.
What have you done? You rigged up your own aerial or something, Mike?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A few subwoofers and...
Yeah.
So I can ride around the block going doof, doof, doof.
Yeah, why not? Bit of dwarf. Question three: a dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement in the kit. Small units of measurement.
Wouldn't have a clue, but I just wanted to quickly say that I went up to Uzbekistan and via Kyrgyzstan, China, and Pakistan when I went on a holiday with my 13-year-old then age son and myself.
Yeah, when
and they the police. Didn't want you to, as the person that you interviewed just before said, the police took didn't allow you to take photographs. That's right. Yeah, it was very interesting. Mm. Sort of back to front if you want to attract tourists.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
This doesn't help you here. A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
Nanogram. No.
No.
No. Well, that's my guess.
Thanks, Mike. See ya. Yes, we're in a category called anagram pairs. Pamela from Carlton. G'day, Pamela.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
Very well.
That's cool.
Thank you. Anagram pairs. dense metamorphic units of measurement.
Yes, I need a piece of paper for this, but I think it's microns. But what's the... which would be sim. No, I haven't got it.
Thanks, Pamela. Bye bye. See you later. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hello, Trev.
Hi, Phil. And yes, I'll take the previous caller's first hint, but I can't work out the other anagram, so See you later.
See you, Trev. Bye bye. Okay. It's a tricky one. Loz from Lynham. G'day, Loz.
Hello, I've got no idea. Slate.
No.
No worries. Thank you.
See ya. A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurements. Trev from Service Paradise. Hi, Trev.
Oh, yes. I thought you'd get me with a dull question. You devil.
A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement. We're in a category called anagram pairs.
Somebody said micron. I can't get that out of my head, and it's wrong. Metamorphic is...
Yeah, micron. Micron's not going to help you. No.
They've been condensed by heat and pressure, and marble, I think, is a metamorphic rock. But I can't think of a measurement. How about a tiny bit?
And a tiny bit. I'm thinking A-T-I-N-Y-B-I-T. Can't think of an anagram. A batini. No.
But at least I made you laugh, Philip.
Thank you, Trev. See you. Bye. Dear, no. Matt from Launceston. Hi, Matt. Someone better help us out here. Hello, Matt.
I'm sorry, I'm not the man for you.
Oh, no. Come on. Help me out, Matt.
I'm just going with lava and I'm trying to work out.
No, lava's not going to, that's no good for you.
No. Thank you.
That's all right. See ya. No, it's not lava. Anybody on the text line got this? Where are we? Do. No. Hang on. Nobody has got it so far. Graham from Bruny Island is closest. John from Mitcham. Not Sand and Nads, no. Trev, no. Okay, well, who's going to help us here? Justin from Frankston. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
Sorry, what was the question, sorry?
That was the question. Anagram pairs, a dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
I'm going to say magma.
Not magma. Magma's not going to help you either. Okay. We're in a bit of a pickle here, aren't we? Adam James from Hobart. Hi, Adam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
May I have a question again, please?
Yeah. We're in a category called anagram pairs, a dense metamorphic rock, and small units of measurement.
Metamorphic.
Mm-hmm.
Small unit of measurement. I'll pass that on. Thank you for your program.
Okay, thanks, Adam. Adam James from Hobart. Wow, okay. Do we have anybody who knows? Nobody on the text line has got it yet. What about Lek and Borough? Hi, Lek.
Oh, my God.
You any good on this one?
Why always? I ring in to think, if I ring in for the most difficult question, I'll get it. Then I get this.
I know. Anagram pairs, a dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
Well, I'm thinking small units, millimetres or small or nanometres. I've spent the last 5 minutes trying to work it down in my brain as to what small units of measurements are. Milli something or others.
No. Sorry, Lek. See ya. Bye-bye. I tell you what, I will elaborate the question. This is not giving you a hint. I'll elaborate the question. Anagram pairs, a dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement in the kitchen. All right? Small units of measurement in the kitchen. Justin from New South Wales. Hi, Justin.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
Hello.
High. A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement in the kitchen.
What a stone.
Yeah, but I need an anagram pair here. A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement.
Stone.
Yes, but that's not going to give us a small unit of measurement, is it?
I guess not. No.
See ya. Bye-bye. Dear. Jane from Homebush says, are we between a rock and a hard place? We're a bit stuck here, aren't we? We're... Okay, this is a West African question. This question is going to take us to the news, says my texter. Catherine Ginelli is sort of getting there. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Here you come to me.
A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement in the kitchen.
All I can think of is ants, but I can't think of an ant again.
An ounce is not going to help you either. All right. An ounce is not going to help you. Julia from Wollongong.
Hi. Yeah, I thought I knew it.
A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement in the kitchen. What's a small unit of measurement in the kitchen?
Well, no. See, I thought that it was small unit of measurement. And so I was thinking milli and lime.
No, but a small unit of measurement.
And then you said kitchen.
No, limes no good. Million limes no good. What a small unit of measurement in the kitchen would be a
gram.
Well, or, it could be.
Or a cup.
We're talking now.
A teaspoon.
Anagram pair.
Sorry.
All right, we are getting there. We are getting there. Did we pay attention then? Because we are getting there. Stuart from Nowra. Hello, Stuart.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's Stuart from Nowra.
Hi.
My guess is granules.
No. No, we've already identified the small unit of measurements. We need the rest. Hi, Chris from Canberra. We've identified the small unit of measurement in the kitchen, which is a?
No idea, but I could say it's rock, it's hard, anything less than 7.9 inches.
See ya. Bye-bye. No, Linda from Brunswick has got it on the text line at last. Very good. Barry from Ballinaring has got it, yes. Tina in Randwick has got it. So we've got the small unit of measurement in the kitchen. We just need the anagram. James from Armidale. Hi, James.
Hi there. What was the kitchen measurement?
Well, you had to be listening. I don't answer questions, as you know. A dense metamorphic rock and small units of measurement in the kitchen. We've identified the small unit of measurement in the kitchen.
Okay. My guess would be slate and least.
No, we've had slate and least. Nope, no, not slate and least. Ray from Yeranga, put us out of our misery here, Ray.
Okay, soapstone.
Correct, and?
And I don't want to get the other half wrong. It's SOAP, a teaspoon.
Correct, yes. Oh, phew, we got there. A dense metamorphic rock soapstone, anagram of soapstone, is teaspoons, small units of measurement in the kitchen. Teaspoons. Teaspoons and soapstone. Phew, thank heavens, Ray. Let's move on. Question number four. We're in anagram pairs. You can stay there if you like. I'm not saying they're all as hard as that.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay there. Thanks.
An idiomatic adjective describing a chalice and the Greek god of the sea. An idiomatic adjective describing a chalice and the Greek god of the sea.
That's Neptune and something.
No, not helping you, right? Sorry, mate. Thank you anyway, but that's not going to help you. Matt from Adelaide. G'day, Matt. Hi, Matt. An idiomatic adjective is described Gachalis and the Greek god of the sea. No, he's gone. Oh, he's disappeared. Ewan from Blackburn South. G'day, Ewan.
G'day, Phil.
It's been tough going.
It has. Well, I think the second one, the anagram, is Poseidon, and the first one was, could you say it again,
an please? Idiomatic adjective describing a chalice and the Greek god of the sea.
A chalice.
You've got half of it.
Does it have to be in Greek, the word for chalice,
an idiomatic adjective describing a chalice?
Yeah.
And the Greek god of the sea. Two words, anagram pairs.
No. Sorry.
Okie doke. Oh, boy, are we thinning out? Come on, lines are free. Grab one. You can get home here on this one. George from Melville. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
What's the question?
Anagram pairs, an idiomatic adjective describing a chalice and the Greek god of the sea. We've already got half Aquarius? Of it. Sorry?
Aquarius?
No, not Aquarius. Sorry, no, not Aquarius. On the lines are free. Grab one. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. Phil from Drysdale says this quiz is getting ridiculously hard. we've got half of it here. Oh, lots of people on the text line have got this one. Yep, lots of Bo will be right with this one. Hi, Bo.
G'day, Phil. How are we?
Not bad. Anagram pairs, an idiomatic adjective describing a chalice and the Greek god of the sea.
Well, I've only just climbed back in the truck, so I hope I've understood it correctly what you meant to do, but I think it'd be Poseidon and poison chalice.
Correct. Very good, Bo. I knew you'd get it, yeah. The idiomatic adjective describing a chalice is a poison, as in a poisoned chalice. And the Greek god of the sea, Poseidon, an anagram of poisons. Karen from Skelton had this. Sophie had it as well. So did Ray. Maxine from Scarborough. Good. Gee, we're a bit better than on the other ones. All right, question number five. We're making slow progress here, Bo. You better help us out. Anagram pairs, if you like, or otherwise you can move to the devils in the details. That was the Logies that was. Music or, hey, I'm walking here.
I'll have a crack at music.
Music. All right. Why not? Question number five. The name of which band... Oh, here's another anagram question. The name of which band is an anagram of their former name, Ragged Insomnia?
Ragged Insomnia?
The name of which band, which you would have heard of, I think, is an anagram of their former name, Ragged Insomnia.
That's not them.
So we need an anagram of Ragged Insomnia.
That's a lot of letters to try and think of.
It is. Especially when you're at the wheel, I agree.
Then you're not going to give me any kind of hint about here or anything, are you?
I'm not really going to help you, am I? No, you know that. I know.
All right. Should have bloody stuck with anagrams. I can't come up with anything.
No good? Thanks.
No good.
Thanks, Bo. Good on you. Thanks for helping us out with the other one, but the poison chalice. Gee, that was a poison chalice, wasn't it? Boy, oh boy. Mark from Westcast. G'day, Mark.
Wow, hi, how are you going?
The name of which band is an anagram of their former name, Ragged Insomnia?
It's a
toughest quiz I've ever heard, but I'm going to guess Imagine Dragons.
Correct, yes. Ragged Insomnia is an anagram of Imagine Dragons. Yes, Imagine Dragons, exactly. All right, question number six. We're in music, but you can move anywhere you like. That was the Logies that was. Hey, I'm walking here. The devil's in the details, or back to anagram pairs.
I want to get those anagram pairs out of the way. I'm going to have a stab at that.
Okay, that's all right. Back to anagram pairs. I don't think the rest of them was maybe as tough as the second one was. Question number six. Something that can be touched or felt, and the sound you might hear from a lost lamb.
Sound you might hear from a lost lamb, like sheep, baby sheep.
A lost lamb, yeah, L-A-M-B, yeah.
And something that can be touched or felt.
Hmm.
I mean, lambs go bad, don't they? That's not an anagram. It's not a word.
No.
Something
that can be touched or felt, and the sound you might hear from a lost lamb.
No, I can't even guess the texture, but that's not going to be the answer.
Sorry, Mark. See ya. Bye. Thank you. All righty, Ben from Beverly Hills. Ben, g'day.
How you doing, Phil?
Very good. We're struggling tonight. Question six, something that can be touched or felt and the sound you might hear from a lost lamb.
Is it table and bleat?
No, but I'll give you another guess at it.
Okay.
See, table is not something that can be... Oh, well, I suppose it is, isn't it? But I want the quality of something that can be touched or felt.
Oh.
If you said something could be touched or felt, it would be... I'm not looking for an object, if you know what I mean.
I'm thinking tactile. No. Can't think of a feel.
Ben, you've given a lot of help. All I can say is you've given a lot of help, all right?
Righty-o, I'll
listen in. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Ben has given a lot of help. Tara in the truck will be good on this. Hi, Tara.
Hey, Phil, I was thinking table and bleat as well.
No, but that is helpful, but...
I was trying to think of another anagram with table, the letters
at table. The sound you might hear from a lost lamb.
The bleach, I think.
Or, well.
So what, bleach.
Steve from Audi Alex got it, yeah. You're very close here.
Bleach or bleach.
No.
No, I'm not going to get it, I don't think, Phil.
Thanks, Tara. See ya. Bye. Appreciate it. Who's going to help us here? What about Dan from Scarborough? G'day, Dan.
Yeah, g'day. I'm in the same boat. I was thinking table and bleat as well.
Yeah, I know. That's helpful, but...
Yeah. Is one of those correct? I know it's table, but...
I don't answer questions, as you know. I'm just saying that's helpful.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Leroy and Penrith got it. Simon from Lilydale's got it. I want the quality of something that can be touched or felt.
Yep.
And the sound you might hear from a lost lamb.
It's not like soft. No, I'm not going to. Sorry. My head's gone on bleat and table. Sorry, mate.
We're nearly there. Okay, mate. Thank you. I know. It's sort of nearly there, isn't it? Troy from North Fitzroy. Hi, Troy. Hi, Troy. Hello, Troy. I'll put Troy back on hold just in case he's there. What about Jackie and Caringbah? Hi, Jackie.
If I can just say before, too, my daughter, when she was only three, had a pterygium.
removed.
Oh, did you? When she was 3 years old?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I had to take her into a private hospital then, of course, she had an anesthetic, but it was very successful, never came back.
Hey.
She's now 47.
Good on her. Good on her.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you're going well. Now, my answer is tangible and bleating.
Correct! Jackie! Yes. Bleat, that's right. I wanted a bit more bleating. Bleating, and an anagram of bleating is tangible, which is the quality of something that can be touched or felt.
Yeah.
All righty, question number 7. We've got one left in anagram pairs.
Well, I'll try that.
Jefferson or the Enterprise and string musicians.
Heavens. The Enterprise.
Jefferson or the Enterprise.
Or the Enterprise.
And string musicians.
Jefferson or the Enterprise, I'm thinking submarine. Or not anywhere near it.
Not submarine, Jackie.
I know you don't answer questions. No.
No, not submarine. Thanks, Jackie. Bye-bye. No, Joe from Melton has got the answer. Barry from Balnarring had tangible and bleating. Who else has got this one? Oh, Harry in the Bay's got this one. Yes, actually quite a few people. That's good. Paul from North Fitzroy has got it as well. What about Tony from Ballina? Hi, Tony.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Jefferson or the Enterprise and string musicians?
I'm thinking the Starship and harpists.
Correct, yes. Starship, Jefferson's Starship. Oh.
That's the record for me. I got one in a row.
And the Enterprise, of course, was the Starship. And string musicians are harpists, which is a relief to all of us. I think in the we kind of need some soothing music, don't we? Just sort of
a change of scenery.
A change of scenery or something. Oh, dear. All right, question number 8. That's it for anagram pairs, everyone. That's so good. The devil's in the details. That was the Logies. That was music or yep. Or sorry, hey, I'm walking here.
I'll try the devil's in the detail.
The devil's in the detail. Moloch Horridus is the scientific name of which Australian animal?
The Tasmanian devil.
Not that one. Thanks, Tony.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks. That's going to help somebody, isn't it? Michael from Freshwater. Hello, Michael.
G'day.
Moloch horridus is the scientific name of which Australian animal? We're in a category called the devils in the detail. It's not the Tassie devil.
It's not the Tassie devil. There you go. I only just rang this very minute.
I know. We're having... We're struggling tonight because people have been very, very put off by the anagrams, but the anagrams are all over.
All right. It's not the Tassie.
It's not the devil's in the details is the category. Yeah. Moloch horridus is the scientific name of which Australian animal? It's not the Tassie devil.
I can't think. It's too quick.
What's that?
Wombat.
No, the devil's in the details. That's not, no. Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye. Not a wombat. Jeff from Alice Springs has got it. Harry in the Bay has got it. What about Sam from Harvey? Hi, Sam.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Moloch horridus is the scientific name of which Australian animal?
I'm not sure, but I knew the answer to that first question. Sent to be put the devil by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So what was the question again, please?
Moloch horridus is the scientific name of which Australian animal? Devil's in the
kangaroo?
Details.
Kangaroo?
No, not
kangaroo?
The kangaroo. No, not the kangaroo, Sam, no. Baronia from Adelaide's got the right answer. Graham's got the right answer. My texter says, I suddenly never want to guess a conundrum on letters and numbers ever again. Come on, lines are free. We can recover from this. Tony from Moana. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Moloch horridus is the scientific name of which Australian animal?
That's the thorny devil.
Correct, yes, the thorny devil. That's right.
One of my favourite lizards.
He's a tremendous lizard, the thorny devil. Question number nine. We're in the devils in the details. You can stay here or you can move to the Logies or music or Hey, I'm Walking Here.
I might stay with this one for a bit.
What is the name of the devil who strikes a bargain with Dr. Faustus in Christopher Marlowe's famous play?
Is it Mephistopheles?
Correct. It is Mephistopheles. Exactly. Very good. Question number 10. The devil's in the details. Which EPL, that's English Premier League, which English Premier League team is nicknamed the Red Devils?
Manchester United?
Correct.
Oh.
It's Manchester United. Very good.
I surprised myself.
Question 11. The answers to all things, if you don't know anything about the EPL, is Manchester United, yeah, basically. Yeah. Question number 11, the devil's in the details. Last one.
Okay.
In 1993's The Devil and Homer Simpson, the devil is revealed to be which regular Simpsons character?
Is it Mr. Burns?
Not Mr. Burns. No, you're. I mean, your instinct is not bad, but no, not correct. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
You're running out of callers, Philip.
We are.
You're answering the questions yourself.
I know. I'm going to be broadcasting the show to myself. Everyone else has packed up and gone to the pub.
Oh, man.
You'll know this. In 1993, is the devil and Homer Simpson. The devil's revealed to be which regular Simpsons character?
Krusty the Clown.
Not Krusty. No. Sorry, mate. No, not Krusty. Fitzy from Coogee. Come on, help me, Fitzy.
It's Ned Flanders.
Correct. Of course. Yes, it's Ned.
Of course.
It's Ned Flanders.
Flanders! You're the devil?
It's always the one you least suspect. Now, many people offer to sell their souls without reflecting upon the grave ramifications.
Do you have a donut or not?
Coming up. Just sign here. Careful, hot pen. Now remember, the instant you finish it, I own your soul for...
Hey, wait. If I don't finish this last bite, you don't get my soul, do you?
Technically, no, but...
I'm smarter than the devil. I'm smarter than the devil.
You are not smarter than me. I'll see you in hell yet.
What a show. Fitzy, question 13. Choice of three categories. That was the Logies, that was music or Hey, I'm Walking Here.
Let's go Hey, I'm Walking Here.
Hey, I'm Walking Here. At a circus, what's the more common name for a funambulist?
Funambulist.
Hey, I'm Walking Here at the circus. What's the more common name for a funambulist?
Cowboy?
No, not a cowboy. Sorry, not a cowboy. Tess from Gawler. Hi, Tess.
Oh, hi. I rang for Ned Flanders, but Someone just got that.
You'll be right with this one. We're in a category called Hey, I'm Walking Here. At the circus, What's the more common name for a funambulist?
Well, a somnambulist is a sleepwalker. I'm wondering, I'm probably wrong. Could it be a unicyclist?
We're in a category called, Hey, I'm Walking Here. No, it's not.
Sorry, I'm walking.
Tess. Yeah. No. That's your way in, I suspect. Sandy from Mossman Park. Hi, Sandy.
Hi there. Word again, please.
At the circus, We're in a category called Hey, I'm Walking Here. At the circus, what's the more common name for a funambulist?
Tightrope walker?
Correct. A tightrope walker. Yeah. Mm. Speaking of walkers, a tightrope walker. All right, we can stay here if you like, or we could move.
And
that was the Logies. That was music, or Hey, I'm Walking Here.
Try music, please.
Music, it is. Which rock band was originally known as the New Yardbirds?
Oh, flip. Some reason Rod Stewart comes up. Sorry.
No.
Nope. Haven't got.
No, all right, Sandy. Thank you anyway. Boom, 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 boom. Jim from Banksia Park. G'day, Jim.
Hi, Phil. Was the funambulist a tightrope walker?
A tightrope walker, yeah.
Oh, bad luck. I missed that one.
Which rock band was originally known as the New Yardbirds?
Oh, goodness me. No, you've got me. I've got to go.
No good. All right, Jim. Thank you. Roz from Bundoora. G'day, Roz.
Oh, hello. How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. Which rock band was originally known as the New Yardbirds?
I'm tossing up between it. I think it's Led Zeppelin.
Correct. It is.
Oh, good.
It is Led Zeppelin. You've been learning. Maybe I've been learning. Oh, that's a good time, baby. I've been the dirt better. Way down inside. Oh, honey, you need a. I'm going to give you my love. I'm going to give you my love. Yes, the Led Zepp, the Zepps. All right, question 14. We're in music, but you can move to Hey, I'm Walking Here, or That Was the Logies That Was.
Can we stay with music, please, Paul?
Staying with music. By what stage name is Australian singer Tony Watson better known?
Oh, gosh. Tony Watson.
Tony Watson. By what stage name is Australian singer Tony Watson better known?
Is it, oh gosh, you don't answer questions, sorry. Tony Watson, I can't make a connection. Tony, can't even think of a Tony. Just, sorry, I can't help.
No good. All right, Roz, thank you anyway. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. Hello, Pandora.
Hello, Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. By what stage name is Australian singer Tony Watson better known?
Tones and I.
Correct. It's Tones and I, yes. Ooh, I sing you, sing you, sing you every day. And oh my, I like your style. You make me want to try. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. So oh, yes, Tones and I. Very good. Question 15. We're in music, but you can move if you like. To That Was the Logies That Was, or Hey, I'm Walking Here.
I'm going to just go out on a limb, and because I'm not very good at walking, let's go walking.
Hey, I'm Walking Here. In which 1969 Oscar-winning film did Dustin Hoffman say, I'm walking here?
1969.
Oscar-winning film. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, okay. I could get this completely wrong, but the only thing I can think of is The Graduate.
Not The Graduate. Oh. No. Sorry, Pandora. No, not a bad stab, but not correct. Paul from North Fitzroy, correct? Yes. Jane from Homebush had Tones and Ice. And Nick on the Central Coast. G'day, Nick.
Yes, hi, Phil.
Hi. Which 1969 Oscar-winning film did Dustin Hoffman say, I'm walking here?
Well, I've got no idea, so I've got to say The Running Man.
No, not The Running Man. Not The Running Man. Joe from Milton's got the right answer. Sandra from Perth has got the right answer. Steve from Northern. 1969 Oscar-winning film, Dustin Hoffman said, I'm walking here. Which one, Steve?
What year was it, Phil?
1969 Oscar-winning film, Dustin Hoffman.
I can only think of The Rain Man, but it's not that. But, geez, I always get stumped on these movie ones, Phil. Catch you later, mate.
No, good. All right, see you later. 1-300-800-222 is the number. There are lines free, and you will get straight through. I know. We've scared everyone off with the anagrams. Come on, help me out. 1-300-800-222. 1969, Oscar-winning film. Dustin Hoffman said, "I'm walking here." What was the film? Which 1969 Oscar-winning film? Baronia from Adelaide has got the right answer. Robin, no. Susan in Hobart, that's correct. Peter from Rolling Stone. G'day, Peter.
Yes, good morning. All the President's Men?
No, it's not All the President's Men. No. Hey, I'm walking here. In which 1969 Oscar-winning film did Dustin Hoffman say, "I'm walking here"? Ian from Dover and Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Phil.
What do you reckon?
I reckon Anagram Pears was terrible.
They were fun, but they were hard. I agree. Yeah,
they were hard. This could be Midnight Cowboy.
Correct. Thank you, Midnight Cowboy.
I'm Joe Buck from Texas.
Enrico Rizzo from LeBron.
And I'm one by you, Drake. What the hell do you think of that?
I don't mind if I do.
Why do you think I come all the way up here from Texas for?
Well, I'm a hustler. You didn't know that?
You were going to ask me for money? Huh? Why do you get out of here?
You got to get yourself some kind of management. Only
the echo. Hey, I'm walking here.
About that. Actually, that ain't a bad way to pick up insurance, you know.
Yeah, I'm walking here. Very good. All right, Ian, question 16. So you can stay here with, hey, I'm walking here, or you can move to music, or you can go, that was the Logies that was.
Stay where we are.
Hey, I'm walking here. In a 1969 review, which musician was described as walking, quote, as if he's sneering with his legs?
That's cute. Sneering with his legs.
Sneering with his legs, 1969.
Elvis Presley.
Correct. Very good.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack, because I'm evil. My middle name is Murray.
I love it. Yeah, all right. No, correct. Question 17. We're in Hey, I'm Walking Here, but you can move if you want.
I think I'll play my luck. Stay here.
Daryl Dixon, Dead City, The Ones Who Live, and World Beyond are all spin-offs from which horror TV show? We're in a category called Hey, I'm Walking Here.
I'm Walking Here. Horror TV shows. The Walking Dead.
Correct. Very good. Ian, this is quite some run. Excellent work. Question 18. You could knock off the category here. Hey, I'm walking here. Last one, if you want.
Yeah, yes.
Cary Grant's final film, Walk, Don't Run, is set during which Olympics?
Cary Grant. Don't Run.
Final film, Walk, Don't Run, is set during which Olympics?
The Berlin Olympics of 1936.
Not 1936, no. Sorry, Ian. Thank you anyway. Thanks for helping us out. See ya. Bye-bye. Bill from Wayland. G'day, Bill.
How are you going?
Pretty good. Cary Grant's final film, Walk, Don't Run, is set during which Olympics?
Hang on, I'm seeing it. Tokyo.
Correct.
1960, yeah.
Yeah, not 1960, 1964. Yeah, the Tokyo Olympics of 64, Rome was 1960.
Oh, 64, that's right, Rome was 60.
Question number 19. That's it for Hey, I'm Walking Here. So we've got five in That Was the Logies That Was and two left in music. Up to you.
Music.
Music it is. What was the first James Bond theme song to be nominated for an Oscar?
Would be Goldfinger.
Not Goldfinger, no.
Not Goldfinger.
Not
no,
Goldfinger, no. No, sorry. Not Goldfinger. No. Nicole from Flinders Park, any idea?
Collie. Okay. Hi.
What was the first James Bond theme song to be nominated for an Oscar?
Diamonds Are Forever?
Not Diamonds Are Forever. No. Oh,
never mind.
No worries. No. Katie from Coonbrook. Hello.
I'm guessing here, and I've forgotten it already.
What was the first James Bond theme?
As you said the question.
What was the first James Bond theme song to be nominated for an Oscar?
You Only Live Twice?
No. But you have got one of the words in it. Okay. That's going to help someone. One of the words in the title was in that answer. James from Elwood. G'day, James.
Hi, Phil.
Hi. What was the first James Bond theme song to be nominated for an Oscar? The previous answer was You Only Live Twice.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die is very good. Correct. Excellent work. Live and Let Die. All right, question number 20. Last one in music.
Yeah, go there.
Which Korean boy band is also known as the Bangtan Boys?
K-pop.
Not K-pop. Sorry, no, not K-pop. Jodie from Sussex had Live and Let Die. Good. Joe from Milton had Live and Let Die. John from Mitcham, the same. Chipper from King Island says, no one watched the Logies, Phil. No, that's evident. We got five questions. No one watched the Logies. That's true. That may be part of what's going down too, I suspect. All right, we've got – anybody know the answer to this one? 1-300-800-222 is the number. One left in music. Which Korean boy band is also known as the Bangtan Boys? Anybody would like to have a crack? Oh, Jodie from Sussex has got the right answer. Yes, very good. Babs in Ringwood knows the answer. Adrian from Bella Vista also knows the right answer. All right, bone up on the Logies, and we've got this question, which we'll carry over. We're up to question number 20. Well, I know. It has been teeth-pulling at times, but we have a little thing we need to conclude called
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we are up to question number 20. Question number 20. Which Korean boy band is also known as the Bangtan Boys is our question. It's a music question. All right. Which Korean boy band is also known as the Bangtan Boys? Pearl would know this. Hello, Pearl.
No, I was hoping you'd be past this.
Oh, no.
By the time you got to me, I
could go back to Anagram Pairs if you like.
Yeah, that'd be right, Anagram Pairs. But I did listen to the Logies.
Yes, actually, who's having a go at me here? Oh, no. Well, don't have a go at me. I don't think I said it. But Janet says, Phil, the Logies just topped all the other TV channels. 1.9 million people watched. So there. And Robert Irwin was terrific. I didn't watch it myself, but but people said he was great. Yeah.
I listened to it a fair bit, and I thought he was conspicuous by his absence on most of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I
have no comment, as they say in the classics, Pearl.
I was listening for him, and he wasn't there as much as I expected him to be. I know I don't know this one, but I think it might be the one. Is it the band that sang Gangnam Style?
Oh no!
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't listen to. I think that type of music is called K-pop. Isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. Phil, sorry.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Pearl. Okay. Nice chatting anyway. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Anne-Marie from Dandenong. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Phil.
Which Korean boy band's also known as the Bangtan Boys?
BTS.
Correct, yes. BTS and the Dynamite. This is getting heavy. dear. Yes, I know. Well, it's very, very globally popular. Question number 21. We've got five questions in a category that no one wanted. That was the Logies that was. So here we go. Who hosted the 2026 Logies ceremony?
Robert Irwin.
That would be, yes, exactly. That would be Robert Irwin. Did you watch it? I didn't see it, but he did a good job by all accounts.
He did a great job. He's lovely.
Yeah, here we go. Well, he's lovely as well. Here we go.
I'm going to be honest, guys. Initially, I wasn't sure that I was the right fit for this gig. The Logies is not quite my natural habitat. You know, I tend to spend my time amongst apex predators, venomous snakes, in an environment that's constantly under threat. I think I'm pretty at home here. I think we'll be all right.
Ah, yes, well, slightly laboured joke, Anne-Marie, but, you know, I guess he wouldn't have been writing it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, he was really good, and what he said about his family and even helping Magda at the end, so that was lovely.
He's very telegenic, as they say, I understand. Yeah. Question number 22, good luck to him. That was the Logies that was. Which actress became the first Indigenous person to be inducted into the Logies Hall of Fame?
The wonderful Deborah Mailman.
The wonderful Deborah Mailman, correct.
I'm overwhelmed with pride to be the first Aboriginal person to receive this honour. As I look around the room, I'm so thrilled to see so many of our mob being celebrated tonight, and in particular the nomination for Yamatji Noongar actor Little Eloise, who I think is one of the youngest nominees in the Logies history.
There we go. Chris from Connell's Point says, Phil, I watched the end of the Swans game, two rom-com movies, and the Logies were still going.
They were late.
Oh, yep. That's what happens with those shows. They just go on forever.
They do.
All righty. I only went to the Logies once, Anne-Marie. Years ago.
It would have been more than once.
Oh, no. No, I was there. But I didn't. I did not endear myself, Anne-Marie, because I tell you why. I was late. I was running from, because I had to come from Adelaide via obviously an airplane. And yeah. I changed into my tuxedo in the taxi on the way to the thing, got there a bit late, raced in. Everyone had already seated down. The show had already started. But, you know, I had commitments, and that was all I could, the best I could do. Anyway, someone pushed a glass of red wine in my direction. Now, I'm wearing tuxedo, you know, like white starched shirt, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Someone pushed a red glass of red wine in my direction. I gesticulated at the same time. You know how this ends.
Oh, that's why I never wear white, Phil.
But worse, Anne-Marie,
yeah.
I was sitting next to a very, very glamorous woman indeed who did cop some of it.
Oh, no.
To say that she was not pleased is
an understatement. Yep.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I had to sit there in my...
Oh.
I sat there for as long as I could and then beat a fairly quick retreat, Anne-Marie. Anyway.
Oh, Phil, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Oh. It's all right. I really needed a sleep. Question number 23. We're in that was the Logies that was. Mm-hmm. Which Nine Network game show won Best Entertainment Program?
Tipping Point.
Correct, Tipping Point, yes. Two left here. Which Australian soap opera of the 80s and 90s was inducted into the Logies Hall of Fame?
A Country Practice.
A Country Practice. Oh, yes. Into the Logies Hall of Fame. And my mate Andrew Denton was also inducted into the Logies Hall of Fame, so good on him.
Oh, absolutely.
And was so well-deserved too.
Absolutely.
Well, you've acquitted yourself pretty well here because you are one of the 1.9 people who did watch it. And here we go.
Yeah.
Question 25. Which comedian won the 2026 Gold Logie?
Champagne.
It was, yes. It was. It was Sam Peng. It, also, as I say, I didn't see it, but he apparently did extremely well as well. He normally does, Anne-Marie, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I love his sarcastic humour.
Yeah.
I used to watch the TV at the foot of his mother and father because they wouldn't let him on the couch.
Yeah, he can be very funny.
I grew up watching television at the feet of my parents. They wouldn't let me on the couch, but... You're watching television in this country and you just never think you're going to be on it. So it's a wonderful industry. It's a wonderful world full of talented people and amazing programs, as we've all seen tonight. And I just want to say I'm very, very lucky and very, very grateful to be part of it. Thank you very much.
Yes, and bravo to him as well. Very popular guy, Sam Peng, and rightly so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Anne-Marie, that was pretty simple. Someone had to do it. We should have had you on the anagrams earlier.
No, thank you. I think I just woke up at the right time.
See you, Anne-Marie. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill.
Actually, don't hang up. Hang on. Hang on and we'll get some details from you. And we shall get this magnet out to you. Anyone gotten all 25 questions correct, says my texter. Not in the time that I have been doing the challenge, the Mighty Challenge, and that's been, well, in October this year, I believe it'll be 10 years that I've been doing it. I believe it will be 10 years. Prince Chepessa from Tenterfield says, Phil, you were like the naughty boy at the school valedictory dinner. Yeah. I was late, it was tired, we were tired, it was just, anyway. Good fun. 1-300-800-222. Logies is rubbish, says my texters. Well, you know, there's a very simple thing if you think the Logies is rubbish, don't watch, which I think would have been an option for you at any time. Chip of Key Island says, I stand corrected, Phil. There was someone watching the Logies. What did you do, Chipper? What were you watching instead? Jane from Ambush had Sam Peng too.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.